Blog Talk Radio.
This electric feels different because it's powered by the most potent source of energy there is. You. This is the Lexus variety of electrification. Inspired by, created for, and powered by you.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Welcome to another WBNN Ngozi Time Multimedia Production, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, featuring Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronicles. Call-in number is 514-533-9133. And join the conversation brought to you by Novoti Time Multimedia. And if your plan doesn't support any online show, download the free Text-Talk app and call in and support Ngozi Thai and the WBNN platform. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the Boston Chronicles presents the collaborative combination with my writing partner, Ms. Lois Shaw. Welcome, everyone, and I hope you enjoy and learn something from what we are about to bring to this venue tonight. Lois and I write from many different perspectives on different levels to teach and talk to a group from our individual or the whole damn world. With that being said, let me introduce you to my friend, confident, and one of the most trusted people in my life, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Lois Shaw. Lois, you in the building.
I'm in the building, Mr. Boss.
How you doing tonight?
Building. I'm wonderful. How about yourself? How about you?
You know what?
I'm great.
I am so elated right now. You know what I'm saying? This has been a long time coming, you know, and it's that time that we show the world what we lay down in ink and how we do our ink and what we do when we collaborate together. You know, we spent a very, very, very long, 11 years. We fighting for what? You understand?
Hold on, Boston. You're breaking up a little bit, man. Get close to that mic, man. We want to hear this show tonight loud and clear. So whatever you on, get off that so we can hear you clear, baby.
Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me clear?
Loud and clear. Loud and clear. Now you sound good.
All right. Now, here we go. What we going to do when we to open the show?
You're still going in and out.
I'm still going in and out?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
There we go.
All right.
Here we go. Hold on a second. Let me check. One, two.
All right. Why are you doing that as he's adjusting his electronic technicians, y'all? I'm going to put him on ice for a second. WBNN alumni host, Miss Lois Shaw. How you doing tonight, girl?
Excellent. I'm so happy to connect with my collab partner and to bring some enlightenment to the broadcast.
Well, you know, you always have done that, and we appreciate you. And, you know, it is what it is. So we're going to try to bring back on our brother, see how he's sounding right now. All right, Mr. Boston, how you feel, sir?
How do I do?
All right, here you go. Let's get it.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what me and Lord Show is about to do, we are about to bring you the first piece that we wrote together. It is our signature piece. And the piece is called Spiritual Power Brings Us. All right, here we go. This simple description, as we awaken, we tend to our faults and fears struck by difficulties. Our limitations and surfaces on a path we shall find rude awakening. Spiritual power brings us to an affair to walk together, demanding the true state of oneness.
When we walk after the Spirit, we mind not the things of flesh. We are aware of our dirt house, but the Spirit is the governor of what manifests in the flesh.
She speaks from a strong position, but don't worry about the outer housework. Yet the inner spiritual workshop of spiritual attainment, not of an esoteric knowledge, but a study of great texts and sutras and systematic learning of much deeper searching, as so it stems from the abundant wisdom of the heart.
Now we must be mindful to try the Spirit to see if it be clear or altered by a multitude of convoluted chatter. difficulties are a lifetime in the dirt house.
Yet how can many do so when confusion of the spirit makes one seek the realm of control and power? When they are not taught to test but receive from those of shaded eyes and words to just sit still and obey and wayward attention. As though the blind continues to lead the blind, still thinking the world is flat to out of controlness. I would think the lost still think they have less control of themselves. When their lives lay flat, will they ever become enlightened or continue to be stuck in the everyday reminding to stay asleep?
The divine spirit gives us smooth exits from trials when we are free will students and practitioners of his knowledge. When we know this, we walk equally yoked, not in bondage, but as a valuable unit of information and instructions.
Then those who walk the walk into that light, those who have greeted their true spirit within, sense the simple loving presence of each moment. Be aware of how the spiritual life can guide us toward this. Every ancient system of wisdom that teaches us that spiritual and human life unfolds in a succession of stages and involving cycles of honor and the rite of passage, that all spirituality and full consciousness is a season of inner grace.
Exactly, Grand Major. We were spirit first before dirt. That spirit is a constant loving teaching and a positive guide. The voice of him comes from the prime seat in your knower. To capture the full essence or to receive the uttering of his loving teaching, you must acquaint your ear in your knower with his beautiful voice. Living in the stream of his guidance is bliss. Yes, it comes in growth stages. As lesson is learned, you ascend to higher heights and deeper depths, living within your dirt house.
What happens in the meditation was to participate in the marketplace without attachment, realizing everything is in your spiritual practice. Change comes to our lives not only from shifts of our inner need, but also from the shifts in our external circumstances. The nature of our existence is ceaseless transformation. We must respect the changing cycle that life brings and accept the inner path of our spiritual growth rhythm without being adolescent to them.
The meditation made us aware of the pitfalls that could abort our mission. The marketplace, or the arena, if I may change the verbal direction, directional course, has been visited over the clicks of time by both, and we have circulated shallow and deep therein. We are not unlearned of these things. Attaching to unsuitability is like sudden death of our mission. The infusion of our spirit is not carnal in our origin. It is of the spirit.
Adult life brings its own spiritual tasks and openings. Many will bring it to mere carnality without thinking we have responsibility to develop passionate concern. Who cares what others who have yet to experience ripened life? The fruit of spirituality as in thought and wayward speech, we have the right to fulfill our own unique expressions. Unfortunately, we will disregard them in their little splendid periods of wondering and denials. Who masquerades in false spiritual realization? If they look at themselves, they still can't see. Each day, they break the rules of the Bible. Take the log out of your own eye before you judge your brother. That's why I'm still and I let them live behind the walls of their own hardened hearts. Because my own solitude makes me aware of problems I will encounter as well as the difficulties, and enjoying the reflection, see their stories as an adventure. Appreciating cycles and turns with a sense of wonder and gratitude. Feeling myself rest in the wonder of the days with the open mark my life ahead.
The openings to the path of spiritual knowledge are cut in intervals of 10 clicks, Major. Every 10 clicks, you either grow in knowledge lesson, the lesson learned in that interval, or you stand to repeat the cycle again, thus retarding your maturity the next interval. The carnality is a sign of immaturity, a sign of lessons unlearned. When you are able to control the flesh by bringing it under subjection to what has been taught to you in the spirit, genuine passion and compassion will never be hidden behind a mask of religiosity or hardened, tricky hearts. I agree. My solitude provides a knowing ground. It has taught me to be prudent, not arrogant, at times a bit firm. Teach, Major.
What majesty and verbal spiritual display. Mature responsibility and committed. Click, click, and click again. Yet seasoned adventure in the cycle of patience, in sacred places that inspire you, the honor of her choices that rest in her resources. Did she say genuine passion and compassion? The nearest enemy of compassion is pity, which is stillborn separation. Yes, I too with you share the sorrows of life. But what of those who are the enemy of sympathetic joy, when they of other people only see comparison, which looks to see if we have more of the same as the other or less than another, instead of rejoicing with them? And so we have to teach them that the enemy of equanimity is indifference. True equanimity is balance, and indifference is withdrawal.
Wise one, because we have been taught to cry and lift up the downtrodden and rejoice when good fortune falls to your brother, we know the benefit of rejoicing for another. This lesson must be a pillar in the drills to prepare to spread to reach the dark paths the inhabitants of the dirt region travel all too frequently. Major, I believe we are on a mission of redirection, certainly orchestration of truth.
And here we are, beyond the illusion, the profound mysteries of our self-identity. We have taken birth in our own bodies from the force that gives life to the world in human form. The greatest spiritual teaching tells us we are not who we think we are. We are created to express all life possibilities. We are all things to be able to love, to know oneself. But our consciousness gets lost in the patterns. And here we give to those the lessons of uncastrated truth. No man is an island, but many are the immense configurations. We are the living presence, and we may be on the journey of conscious eternal life that we possess, and such that without any peradventure, all things work together for the good of each and all. That the foundation principle of the world is what we call love and happiness, because spirituality calls to us, as so spiritual power brings us.
Power.
And ladies and gentlemen, let us have a track from the one and only Magozi, the DJ. Have it.
Shots.
Welcome back to WBNN featuring the Boston Chronicles as we go through the ink of our pages with me and Laura Shaw, our collaborative that has meaning to us. And I hope everybody finds some semblance in what our ink says. Laura Shaw, you there?
Yes, yes.
All right. You know what? Tell the listening audience how we met and why we eat together as we do.
Well, there was a piece that I wrote called Access Denied that caught Mr. Boston's eye by the style of my writing. And he had heard me a few times on Jaguar's show. I think it was Def Comedy, right? No, not Def Comedy. Do you remember what his show was called?
It was Poetry After Dark, I think it was. And
that was
I think
one of
what
many.
Happened over there. Yeah. And I think what happened over there, say that again?
That was Poetry After Dark. That was one of many because we came together as I-95.
95 Radio. That's it.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
And then the writing flame was lit. And we began to churn out poetry. I wrote most of the poetry in those early days. I wrote with you from my job. I did a few shows coming up 95 going north. I couldn't get off work any sooner, and I would do the show riding in the car. Sometimes I'd be driving so fast I'd catch myself and have to slow my speed down. But that was how it began. That was how it began.
Yeah.
And
ladies and gentlemen. And ladies and gentlemen, from that piece that Lois wrote, Access Denied, this piece came about called By the Lending Pad Door. Hey, Lois, it's on you.
Ooh, thank you. I took my mini transporter out for a cosmic spin, traveling in an outer space void of time. I have a few crew members with me that are more technical assisting to me than about keeping me company. They feel I'm self-contained.
The ship cruising through the space dust of time. Blip, blip, blip. Caught her attention coming out of hypersonic space into hers. I went to shadow mode, hiding behind uncharted territory. I was all up inside her sphere, and I felt her in small apprehension. She needed so much sensual attention.
I received an alert from the bridge. A large craft is in our immediate path. I asked, does it appear threatening? Captain Extra Cautious recommended the shields go up. Her reply included, we can never be too careful. I was a bit reluctant about putting them up, for we were not in enemy territory. We are natural and accomplished warriors, but he would have turned over Saturn and threw her into the sun if I left myself unprotected and laid hurt and crumbled on a strange planet's floor.
He recognized her ship, but the sun was in the titanium frontal of her shield, calling to her ship, hailing and hailing. Was she afraid? Or was she afraid of coming action? She dropped her shields for a second. I was under her left engine, slightly under the left entrance portal, sending mental pulses into her hull, paramount to her mental reflections.
Trained in defense by the master of the dark deep frontier, you are elusive. When you explore, this could be a ship of yours. You could have built another craft. You left to explore light years ago with your ship, like it was just days ago. This could be you waiting for me to open the landing pad door. The mini transporter was a gift from you, complete for space travel. It came with crew trained by your expert mastermind. You were concerned for my safety, because I, too, explore on stars of strange and different kind.
My dear, you are so effective. Guards always up, you learn well. Even with my passcode, I had to put up a small love fight. I commend you. You show worthy and aptitude to put in work. I like the intent of you being the queen of space. Open the portal and allow me to become your animating principal.
The ship remained in our path, standing at attention in space. I was excited and afraid. If this is a fight, we sure better win. Close the shields, my orders rang out. It could be an enemy. We can't take chances and wait, leaving us exposed with access to our transporter and our precious mothership. We attempt to close the shields. Some strange force had control over our protection. The ship stayed in our path. What are we going to do? My bridge command said. We are ready to defend our territory. At that moment, the ship circled us to the right and disappeared, only to appear at the mouth of our landing pad door.
He had yet realized the ship was on autopilot. He had already beamed aboard and was coming through the tunnel of her air supply system. By remote, he backed his ship off as her ship listed slightly to the right. He put out the menagerie ship had found an opening moments of her weakness. Now, he was about to come in.
The ship was coming aboard, so she thought. A stranger, he was not in her landing pad tunnel hole. I am in trouble for procrastination and entertaining hesitation. When I saw the ship appear unexplained, I should have taken precaution without hesitation. Now my safety and my elevated responsibilities have been impregnated, or so I thought. I went to the landing pad. As I opened the door, I could smell a scent that is so familiar to my scent senses. I breathed a sigh of relief because it was you. I play games like that, I purred at you.
She saw a six-foot frame and everything she thought she had control of. All her defenses, all her weapons of mind were shattered like glass in an hourglass of time. She had her feelings like water flowing through turbines, her heart releasing stored energy in transverse waves. And its vibration and movement of her atoms changed every inch of her molecule into thermal energy, into whirlwinds of motion. It was just a moment of waiting on him for his gravitational pull into him. Her application was on fail, but not safe. She was in the stage of submittance as he came into her like a space gyrocopter. She was going to pass this test.
Testing to see what I would do, came to my pad door, prepared to prevent your access. I know, had it not been you, the enemy could have captured the ship, leaving scars on all the ship's walls, floors, and doors. Damn, procrastination would cost me to train intensely. But I'll be with the master trainer, out there deep in space, maneuvering and swirling, new frontiers to unfold, to keep me sharp and to react when threatened without hesitation, even if it is him.
Lady, prevention is futile. I have what you need. You have what I want. And I have captured the cosmic spirit for another journey. For what you know before anything else, what you see before anything else, requires a move. Thought is his ripple in her pot. All her desires is his rising gestures of the thought of you having attached to the contingent of acting as his assistant and conformity with it and is at the same time allow rights to enter her landing pad door in denial, somatic play. But the most crucial question takes me deeper into your space with an intensity to expose your deeper sensual, creative powers. And that's that piece. Now we're about to have another talk by the world renowned, the one and only, our DJ, DJ O. Do your thing, O.
Chases men in between. chases men in between. Yeah, she's a mean, mean woman, the meanest woman I ever seen. I'll be home late last Friday, that's what you said. Sometimes I wish that I was dead.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we are back at WBN. And you know what time it is. You know, if you want to get in this, you want to get in this show and speak to the host, the number is 516-453-9133 and join the conversation brought to you by Nicozy Time Multimedia. All right, do we have a caller in queue? Caller?
Hello,
caller.
Nice
hearing you tonight, sir.
There it is. No, he fell out in the spirit, y'all. That's what happens here at WBN. Even our great Hall of Famer, man. You know, I mean, I don't know if to call him Andrea or Julio Bacatun.
Well, you know what? Hey, that's an honor. First of all, let me say something about the chemistry y'all two got, man. The chemistry that y'all got is definitely on that celestial terrestrial. Everything that y'all have shared so far, I mean, I am simply amazed. And I heard y'all as individuals, but hearing y'all tonight, I mean, y'all are definitely speaking to my soul. If a lot of people don't know who this is. This is the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. So everything that y'all have said so far and shared with the world is speaking to my soul. You get what I'm saying? And not many people that can really do that. I definitely want to
thank you.
That, okay?
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so very much.
I want to get some more of this good feeling, man. I got some news I want to announce to y'all. Congratulations,
that
Jeff,
means,
Mr. Boston Sanders.
That means
all-time connection record with your second consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer.
Thank you so much.
Wow,
that's amazing. But may I say this to you, that we have done what our assignment called for us to do if you are stating what you felt, because it's definitely a soul and spirit connection.
Oh, yes, it's definitely on point.
You know.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. All right, tell us when you're going to have your next show, bro.
Yeah, that'll be March 9th. Me and Jerry Petito, we'll be speaking about the rise and fall on the pathway towards success. Okay? You definitely don't want to miss that. Okay?
Okay. I'll make sure I tune into that one. I might have a little input for that.
Remind me.
All right.
Come on and bless us. Come on and bless.
I will most definitely do that.
I will most definitely do that. All right.
Thank you for being
all
here.
All right. Lady of Love.
Yes,
check
sir.
This out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes when it gets hot in California, it's cold in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's hot in Florida, it's cold in California. So I'm going to invite you one day when you decide that it gets too hot and it's nice and cool over here in California and the snow is on the mountains. I'm going to invite you down to California so we can ski. So let us say, I ski.
Okay, we're going to do it in the Sierras then. Ooh. You will be in this weekend. I can't wait to see you. You've been out of the country for a month. When you are away like that, you bring home a ravenous appetite for me to satiate. I love you in that hungry mode.
He has been in a significant part, a percentage of my life. And I still long from over the rainbow. As it is, I'm glad she waited because now we have been together over and over again because I ski. Well, the time is not now to count the months. I can't wait to see you again. It sounds like the side effects are unlimited. You have become ravenous and ready to dig in. All four lips to my sweet stick. Oh, by the way, I hear you took a snowy vacation.
Yes, I was skiing last weekend. And as I rode those long mountain trails in the forest, I thought about your beautiful thick trail that I ride on, baby. The forestry was beautiful. Trees, brown and erect, rooted deep in the floor of the mountain.
I take it the ride kept your interest as you rode along on that hill, overview like sea to water, supplemented in necessity at her station of liberation.
I disembarked from the lift and adjusted my gear. When I pole planted, my thoughts went to your tall, stiff trail. Buried in your silky forest as I made my trail mine like I do you. I edged with my ski, planting my pole to give me rhythm. I imagined your mountain at the mercy of my traversing tongue.
Damn, baby. I'm in a hurry-up mode to get home. Imagine what's on the table. Back down. Everything at the right height. Like skiing her slopes and making an avalanche occur, as though it was my second nature. There can be no mercy for my identity, only methods of consensual sexual education.
Lady, my moods are breathtaking when I solo your trail. I swished and glided on your mountain, producing snowy thaw. You were losing control. I ski and master mountains. When I hit them, I have the same mastery with you as my descent neared in.
Oh, hey. Oh, rolls. Bones. Shaped like Beyonce. Like a soldier, smooth on silky inches in her vacuum. Damn, baby. Destin. Duty calls, police or essence, solo breathtaking and mastery of embracing sexy attention. Baby, it's about being uncensored because I want to thread my head inside your mouth. Don't you know with one push, your coochie could explode and it will. And you never have to take off your lace panties. Suck your nipples so smooth, your nipples will ricochet. And only then will I pull deep in your driveway.
I sharp-edged the more on your trembling mountain, not giving space for you to stop me on my wet, snowy quest. I massaged your pine cones, pausing prepare for the voluminous, snowy spray as I traversed in mental rhythms that danced in your body like you were having convulsions. I reached the base and turned up mountain. In my short spray-producing turn, you released and repeat my name over and over and over again.
Right now, you're talking like that lady who wrote the book, Karen Stefan. Oh, how she gave the A-stars that damn head. Well, I'm a star, come star, have a gallon in store for you. When I get there, I need you to blow my socks off like an architect acting on impulse. Ooh-wee. You want me to call your name? Then I need you to have hold of your until I flow unto blissful release. And you said you could handle my release? Well, I'm almost there. We're certainly going to see. If you truly understand this hot content of full despair of I making skiing inside a very wet formulation. But you know what? Bet on it. Checkmate. Tim.
You're going in and out.
No.
You can't move. Don't move. Don't move because you're going
okay.
in and out.
Okay, what? Okay, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm, I can.
We are about to have a track by the world, international, world-renowned Brother O. Your track.
Now, this sounds like rather, it's taking to my mama, y'all, that she loves that blues. Yeah, baby. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another WBN in the Cozy Time Multimedia production, broadcasting live from Lagos, Nigeria, featuring Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronicle. The call-in number is 516-453-9133, and join the conversation brought to you by the Cozy Time Multimedia. And if your plan doesn't support any of the online shows, please download the free TextTalk app and call in and support the Cozy Time and the WBNN platform. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight is a collaboration combination with my writing partner, Ms. Lois Shaw. So I hope y'all learned something tonight from this expose of words written down in ink and off our tongue. You know, I hope so. You know, it is what it is. Y'all come through and enjoy the verbal assault on the mind and the heart. You know what I'm saying? Ngozi, we got anybody in the on the line?
In the queue? In the queue? Yes, you do. You know what I mean? I got some real people here. And after the two, I'm going to play my next track.
Okay.
Caller number one, you're live right now with the Boston Chronicles with Mr. Boston Sanders.
Hello.
Now, who
there.
Do I have in the building?
This is Ava Holly. How
Who's
are
this?
You guys tonight? This is Ava
Holly. Hey, girl.
How are
you
doing?
Oh,
you
know what? We're over here just
it.
Having some fun.
Thank
we
you
just
for
having
being
some
here.
Fun. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed,
we're doing
what
we do. So I had to bring my writing partner, my collaboration partner on, you know, to show what we do together, how we work together, how we write together, how we think together, you know. So I had to bring her on and introduce y'all to this lady, this wonderful lady, my confidant, my friend. I could call her, I could say my mother, my grandmother, a person that I could go to when I have an issue that I want a second look at, a second take on, you know. And gather information. And this lady right here, she does this. She's an ordained minister, believe it or not. Yes, she is. A school teacher. You know, so I just had to bring her here and let her roll with me tonight.
Well, you guys are doing so great. As Huni said, I love your chemistry together. And I love the storytelling part of poetry. I just love poetry. You guys are just killing it tonight. And Mr. Boston, congratulations on your connection record. And Ms. Shaw, Sister Shaw, I should say, I love your smooth sounding voice, really beautiful. So I just wanted to call in and support your show and tell you how much you guys mean to me, you know, in your storytelling.
Oh, thank you. And tell us when your next show.
My next show is going to be the 15th of this month, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Ava's Casual Chat. And thank you, guys. Have a great rest of your show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
for
very
showing
much
up.
For supporting us.
All right.
All right. Now the next caller will be on here. And it's someone that you all know. And Mr. Boss is going to be blessed. And so is Ms. Lois Shaw, the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee and 2021 WBNN Host of the Year. Also giving shout-out to Huni Bakatun being the lifetime achiever of that same hall. Sister Bessie the Truther.
Hi, peace and
Sister Bessie.
Hi, peace and blessings, Brother Boston, and hi, Sister Shaw. Peace and blessings.
Oh, my
Bessie.
Goodness.
How are
my
you?
My favorite girl is in the building.
Hi. I am enjoying the poetry. It is wonderful. And I'm going to do a short poem can do my support. It's called I
Don't
Just
Mike.
Want You to Know.
Okay.
I Just Want
Don't
You
Mike.
To Know. Okay. I just want you to know I love you so. Your eyes are the stars. The smile of you is like the sun. I just want you to know when I'm with you, the smell of you drives me wild. There is nothing better than you in this life. I just want you to know. If the sun no longer shines, for if you ever left me, my heart would just die. A taste of honey, that's what you are to my soul. I just want you to know how much I love you. No other man can replace your sexiness. With every passing day, it's only you that I miss. Tenderness in every touch, I just want you to know how much I love you. In my body, you make me cry, and it's a natural high. Nothing can take what I feel away. If I could take my heart and put it on a tray, I just want you to know I'm still here to stay. Rain and sun, clouds, you are the only man I would ever love to this day. I just want you to know how much I truly love you so.
But you talking about me?
You're a mess.
Until she said man.
Oh my goodness, both of you. March the 3rd. And I just want to say to you all, you got to come on and do another show together because you both are fire together, okay? I love you both.
Okay. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you very much.
We love you.
You're welcome.
Wow. That's amazing.
All right.
That's amazing, Mr.
Yes, it is. You know, ladies and gentlemen, when you can actually meet the person you wrote with or you write with, it becomes a whole different thing. Me and Lois have connected on a number of occasions. You know, she's come to Boston and I've gone to Florida, and you know, we enjoyed the beach. We enjoyed the town. You know, she showed me the town and she came to Boston and I showed her the town. You know, we just had a whirlwind of fun. And that's what being friends supposed to do. You're supposed to meet, connect, you know, have meeting of the minds, you know, and just enjoy it, you know.
My cousins in Boston are still talking about when they met you, you know?
That's something.
Right?
I appreciate that. Appreciate them.
Absolutely.
You know, we had fun that day. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We are about to have another track by the international world-renowned number one DJ in the country. Brother O.
When my baby leave me, there's nothing I can do. I pick up my guitar, then I play a little blues or two. Now man needs somebody, I ain't no different from the rest. My baby, when she leave me, I'm a heart. Feel it.
the first thing you need to realize is that you are gorgeous in a realm beyond time and space. And to his inner sanctum to experience his artistry and the inner workings of his soul genetically related to you.
As I prepared a small dinner and chilled the wine, my thought opened the door of my mind's accurate acuity, and I distinctly taste you.
Baby, is that my own enhanced spiritual acuity that provides accurate and thorough readings of your mind, that he selflessly teaches you how, in clarity, buzz her mental door opens with my mind, that you had never known existed to perceive as if by the sense of taste to appreciate you, to enjoy and distinguish your primordial flavors in my mouth and make do for rain inside your sensual wet ear?
It has begun raining outside and flooding high on the inside folder of my thighs. The flaps are wet and open. I showered in lavender and groomed with a pulse of white musk. She ran the comb through her hair. Her curls bounced, and the garage door went up. Daddy is here.
He greets him. She sits down modest. Her legs are almost completely still. Flooding, compensating, his fingers softly massage her inner thigh, making her wet, but she wasn't ready just yet to tell me that. Like a coil, the familiar warnings of an orgasm begins this flooding of her body in pronounced conviction.
She had on her short see-through robe and red bottom six-inch heels. He softly gathered her in his arms and explored her mouth with his tongue.
I could see the wet of her storm through her racy see-through dress, her squirming of every inch of her slim figure in the naughty outfit, her assemble with a simple bangle and a red pair of St. Laurent heels. As she looked up at him, he drew her into his arms as tenderly as if she had been a delicate child. And with one hand pressed against her head, softly against his shoulder.
The sweet and tender press of my head against his strong shoulder urged her fit deeper into the circle of his arms. She weakened with each tongue probe as he spoke to the inner storm gate to release and receive him as his vessel ready for entry. He tabled with her soul, resting deep in her mental depository, leaving the wealth of his kingship in her care as he enjoyed the precious familiar of her spirit.
He was weak in his arm as he gathered her more closely against him and his kiss deepened. She grasped in his arms as she came closer to her release. I wanted to explore what would happen if a woman had no other sense to rely on. He pulled her forward and invaded her mouth with his tongue.
The enormous feel of satisfaction stimulated her like only he can. His tongue for her is golden. She responds to him stroke for stroke. The rhythm they share is harmony in rosy clouds. The elixir of his mix excites her, waiting to be filled amiss.
Her mouth danced with his, exploring him with eager abandon. His lips sought her again, tasting and exploring, his hands inching upwards. He flicked the nipple with his tongue, causing her to squirm as he tentatively explored her entire body.
His natural is so sweet. The mix, the honey of his tongue and lips danced across her nipple, causing a storm to erupt, bringing evidence the natural gate had opened. His breathing became rapid, and she could feel his heart thump against her breast as he opened the wet gate to introduce the navigation with a finger. The gate closed on his finger, and then he deepened the kiss on her nipples while slowly pumping his fitting finger in the water door, causing delicious sounds as she moaned. And
as he felt the tropical breeze from her breath whisper across his face, he was having her time of sensual joy of life. It was evident in the sway of her hips and the tossing of her every texture of her hair over the rainbow of brown-toned shoulders. His touch made her feel safe, making wanting to snuggle more and to tell him more of the secrets she'd seen in his eyes. She felt a deeper connection with him, an intangible human link. And that's that piece. All right. Ooh, lady of love, there you go. There you go, trying to pull me in slowly down your track. Oh, you know what? Yeah, sometimes that becomes an ancient order. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it becomes an ancient order before time. But ladies and gentlemen, we are about to have another track by the international world we know, DJ, with his blues. DJ, oh, do your thing. Lord, 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 Lord.
right, ladies and gentlemen, that's that old school jazz by the DJ, Brother O. We are live on air from Lagos, Nigeria with the Boston Chronicles. I'm Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Boston. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Okay, do we have anybody in queue?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your grandmother got shot glasses from every island known to man on the planet, Earth, and she got the matching magnets to put on the refrigerator. What's good?
Hey, what's up, baby brother? I'm a man.
I'm having a wonderful time listening to all this great, wonderful poetry. Shout out to your guests, man. Y'all doing a wonderful. Listen, it's like the Ashford Assumption of poetry right now. You know what I'm saying? You're taking it back to Shalimar 81 out
wow.
here. You feel me? On the
wow.
poetry side.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so
much. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm gonna say is I just wanted to start there because, yo, this is very influential to some of us especially the little baby bops out here. You know what I mean? You got some of these little baby bops out here thinking they hip and all that, you know, thinking they can twist the speeches up, and you know what I'm saying? But you know, I let them know. You know what I'm saying? We got some grand champions of these things here. You know what I mean? Some great singers of the spoken word poetries. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, salute to people who do it so well. You know what I mean? Mr. Boston and the young lady that's on here now. What's your name, Sugar Dip?
Lois Shaw.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Y'all killing it out here. So you know what I mean? I'm Clever One just coming through, hang gliding through the city to let you know what's happening out here. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to stab in. I will be on tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I got to follow up. You know what I mean? Mr. Boston, you know what I mean? Come through, you know what I'm saying? Hang gliding on you. You know, there might be some pregnant grandmoms out here. You know what I'm saying? But I'm Clever One. One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your aunt dad liked the burnt part of the macaroni and cheese. She drink Old English 800s, tall boys, 16-ounce cans, while they warm. Check your satellites.
I'm loving it.
He brings it. Absolutely, definitely brings it.
Flavor.
Indeed.
He brings that flavor.
All right.
We got anybody else in the queue?
Hello, how are you guys doing tonight? This is Tiana Stevens.
Who am I speaking to?
Tiana
Stevens. Who is this?
Tiana.
How you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm enjoying listening to you two. I really think that you guys should do like something on Audible. I think it would be really interesting to listen. You guys can probably make a lot of money with that. Like, you know,
he was
breathless and it came out. Oh. And he was saying,
yeah, I just think you guys
wow,
should.
You know.
Yeah, you guys should because you guys both, like, I can picture everything and you guys are talking, you know, and, you know, imagery, everything, you know, and that's very hard. Not only that, you guys are able to keep people's attention. I'm not going to lie, my attention span is really bad, very, very bad. So sometimes when I'm listening, it's hard to keep my attention, but you guys kept my attention the whole time. Like, your energy is very good, you know, and you should really think about doing something on Audible, you know, do like an Audible book or something like that. I think you should. You really should. I guarantee you if you put it somewhere first, you guys will be very successful. Your energy matches each other perfectly. You know, it really does.
Oh, wow.
So,
thank
you know,
you
yes,
so
I wanted
much,
to call in. No problem. I just wanted to say one thing. It was, I can't remember what you said verbatim, but you said something about, like, he's been gone a month and something about the energy. I wanted to just say something and comment on that because I don't know what you said verbatim, but it made me think. It is good when you are, you know, yeah, I remember this part. When you're dealing with someone, though, also, and even if they don't go away for a month, even if they went away for a couple of hours, but you crave that energy like each other because it is continually like giving back because sometimes people can drain
right.
it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can drain you. They want all your attention, yes. But they don't feed
you
anything back.
Yeah. But sometimes, a lot of times we call and talk to each other, you know, sometimes every day, sometimes three or four times a day, you know, what we going to do next?
Yeah.
What we going to write next?
Yeah.
And then sometimes I be so busy because I drive and I deliver and stuff like that. And so a lot of times I'm working 12 hours, 13 hours, you know. And I just don't have the time to pick up the phone. And I'll get off one run. I'll catch a couple of hours of sleep, and I'll go right back out on another run, you know.
Right.
Sometimes I'll be out on the road, and I'll pull over to use the bathroom, or I'll pull over just to get something to eat. And, you know, I'll pick up the phone and call her, you know, just to see what she's going up to, you know. That's my best friend right there.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I love it.
That's amazing.
I love it.
That's amazing. You guys, definitely don't let this go. Definitely record it and put it online somewhere, you know, and, you know, I know you're going to do more great things than that. My show is March 10th, The Power of Thoughts. Again, I'm Tiana Speaks, so please listen at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Historic Network, WBNN, Beverly Nation. And thank you for your great message.
All right now. Thank you for coming and sitting with us.
Only love.
All right. All right. Who we got next in the queue?
Yes, hello. I'm not sure if you can hear
hello,
me.
Hello, hello. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name's Matt. I'm calling from South Jersey. I enjoyed listening to your presentation. You're getting almost a little bit uncensored right there for a second. I like everything you're doing. Great choice of music, too, to back you up. Whoever that is on the guitar, that person is jamming.
Oh, yeah, that's that DJ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hold on, Matt. That is the great, great person that was born in 1942. He died suddenly in 1976, man, you know. That man toured Lois and Jeffrey and Matthew almost 342 days out of the year. You know what I mean? And that's amazing in itself. And, you know, he passed away early. You know, a lot of times that people try to, you know, have to take care of their family. The great Freddie King. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Yeah,
he sounds good. I know that. Wow. Incredible.
Mm.
Okay.
It reminds me
thank you for coming through, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you all for everything you're doing.
Okay. All right. Appreciate you.
Nice.
Go ahead. Is he still there?
Well, he also has a show. Go ahead and talk about it, Matt.
Okay, I have a show coming on as well. I'm a new intern on the ONE Host Intern Show on February 23rd at 9:30 p.m. The topic that I'll be dealing with is going to deal with our software developer strategy. Like, it's basically a system. Somebody I know is working on, like, a software system that analyzes games. I'm not a gambler. I'm not too big into that, but I am in the strategy. And his system is very unique in that it allows someone to, like, tweak different variables and see what the outcome is. So instead of, like, the casinos having the opportunity to analyze us, if we were to walk in the one, not that I go to them often or anything, but it's almost like it gives the gamer the opportunity to analyze the actual game. So it's definitely a pretty unique system he has set up, and I look forward to having my first show.
Mm.
Okay.
We'll try to be there.
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. We're about to go into the final thoughts. And these final thoughts is going to be in poetic form. And then we're going to give the Goldie his mic back. Okay? So, our final thought is called Scholar. All right? With me as my beautiful ink partner, Laura Shaw. We are going to go into the Scholar mode. Let's do this thing so we can get up out of here.
Okay. We got this. Thank you so much for the introduction. Intellectual Universal Scholar, Wisdom's Student, handpicked of the ancient order before time.
My dear friend, those are big boots to wear, for sure. He is in the trenches, attempting to put out the flames of self-incarceration and conceptual incarceration. And I understand how to step into the idiotic of the mind of those who will reject me. But I am an incubus to come forth to help end this mental destruction.
Covenant keeper of love, truth, peace, and freedom. How magnetic are the shared keys flowing into the stream of time.
Time has given me insight, eyesight, and wisdom of the beast. He lies in rest and grins at me. I've yet to hurt him, but he hears my conjure and the vapors left from the sword. No weapon formed against me will prevail. I'm dressed with a loud noise of truth, wearing a heavy breastplate of the spiritual divine. I can't walk the walk or talk the talk as Jesus, but sure, my walk is of a stand-up man determined.
Waking the masses in hearing attendance, I watched as wisdom placed you visible. It was soon past your last Maha Bodhi experience.
Visible is the word. The search for the word and the search for ultimate truth that many are alien to, but shall he not be on the impressive winding stairways of 15 steps leading to the porch on the second floor? Elaborate on an extensive of an enduring alliance applied with the experience of the worshipful master.
My inception to that knowledge was very brief, providing witness that you were in my orbit, soon to appear, bringing the cable to connect my conscience with lessons taught in the wet house.
His unveiled temple is in the brook of Kidron, the utterance of things parabolic. His meaning, hidden in veiled allegory. I am and I am not, but is the subliminous truth and spoken from given mysteries in the caverns, in the gatherings, hidden in the gems of truth, its provisions stated with power.
As time brought you closer to Axis interception, my excitement increased. My audio is sharp. I heard your nearing steps. The staccato of your gait smiled my heart to physical joy tears.
Sister, iron sharpen iron. The sanctuary is open to all who pay attention, of those who listen with the understanding that wisdom is gained in the yards of the world and sometimes give to those who have yet acquaintance of heart and conscience of their own altar. See, I am the product of my deed. Happily, I swing my arms with praise of the mighty high.
The swing of your arms I saw in my infrared vision. What an awesome warrior were my thoughts.
the actual. I knew our work would connect in unity. This mission will not abort.
Aborted missions are lessons that will arrive to revisit. As a traveler in transit with no settled answer to the yet battle ahead, it is likened to a wayfaring man who is in a representation of a great artery that received no blood. Time brings wisdom to foresight, the acuity of the widow, of the widow's son.
Time will bring your middle axis into view. Interception at point will take its place. You carry the keys with pride. Humble is your countenance. Love your language. Sincerity is your banner. Truth is the content of your heart. Faithful are your footsteps. And that ends.
And
that
we walk together, step by step. And that was that piece. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Lois Shaw and Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. Mr. Physician of Wet. Hey, now it's the cozy time.
No one like Freddie King, y'all. You know what I mean? Part of the Three Kings, Albert, the great Raleigh King that you know as BB, and Freddie tonight, the soundtrack of your lives. And, of course, great job by my man, my mellow, from California. Yes, you know what I mean? You know how that is. You know, we got a kindred spirit. You know what I mean? North Cal. I'm from South Cal. You know what I'm saying? You know, Compton and you know, San Francisco area in the house. Mr. Boston Sanders tonight. What a wonderful job. San Diego in the house as well. Eighth all-time connection record, second consecutive in the ONE Outstanding Annals. And with the honoring of the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. And tomorrow night, the legacy continues. This young man that I'm about to talk about right here, you don't understand. His legacy has been outstandingly great because of the records that he's broken. Not only has he been outstanding rookie of last year, class of 2022, he's continued his streak. 9 consecutive all-time connection records as a new host, okay? Shattering the great Sonya Griffin's record by 2. The 2022 WBNN Lady New Host of the Year will be on tomorrow night. His name is Clever One. And the name of the show is Stand Up to Sticks. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time right here on The Story, WBNN. We have advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Red Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time. Ola Golden, the late Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? olaydelay@ngozi.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malay Ngozi, celebrating 10 years of broadcasting as a proprietor and CEO, going back to February 4th, 2013. Saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Our sailors and our soldiers who do the work for us, they listen to us every single night, man, and I count it not robbery for that. Internationally, we want to thank all of the 47 countries that, you know, listen to us on a constant basis. People are, you know, in their twilight, get them in the next day, and they listen to WBNN. You know why? Because of the great hosts we have. But without you, we are absolutely nothing. Now back to one of the greatest poet moderates of all time when it comes down to this international radio performances. The outstanding spoken word artist, Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders.
All right, man. Yes, I am here. Let me see. Since we going out right now and we behind time, I'm going to send y'all off with a little something. White Lace Satin Secret decided to take the Elder Master under her wing. But the much darker intention that already magic can see. Her master wise enough to comprehend her words, served to obfuscate and confuse to extract his wisdom and knowledge. He knew to be careful of her mental glitches. Yesterday has come and gone, tomorrow in the making. So many days and nights he spent in marvel of her miracles, those sweet lips. My, oh my, oh my. I could kiss those lips all night. Her kiss of wisdom created a capturing storm of ruthless dispensation and struck her flowery gland numb. The fate of her anticipation depended on the answer of her white lace in his hand. He was ready to digest and invest in her universe, that inner secret glamour taking her on a Jeffrey penetration-free diet. Until he makes her way far from inner being, then all of a sudden, she desires more, beyond fantasy, but he had already had the knowledge of her reality. The fire burning had her hot in anticipation. To love her for her vices and is to defile all virtue for her sake. That is real tribute. It's not good to be without temptation. Lace a thing like hope. The tapestry of togetherness. The more boundaries we cross to weave a punishing net of pleasure. She found herself loving her hot black lover's torso as it moved up and down, commanding her immortality. That was a curse. She could not even die as the band monster reamed her out in what to human would have been a fatal rashment. The satanic meat spreader passed biological bounds. Nonetheless, sent spirals of pleasure to her and mixed with the fire of the pain. He was an overwhelming movement upon himself. Her last objection evaporated in the most intense orgasm of her centuries of existence. She found herself loving her hot black lover's torso as it moved up and down, commanding, owning her, making her his property. And she heard her own voice begging for more and more. And that's that piece. Good night, y'all.